Welcome to the MadTech Podcast special from ExchangeWire, a weekly deep dive into a pressing industry issue.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of ExchangeWire's MadTech Podcast. Today we're going to be focusing the entire podcast on a specific topic concerning retail media. And joining us to unpick this topic, where we dive into the next phase of retail media, moving on from monetization to something a little more sophisticated around curation and orchestration, we've got a very special guest joining us from the MENA region. Mazen Mruwe from Publicis Media, based in Dubai, Head of Performance, Product and Operations in Retail Media. Mazen, welcome.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm very pleased and honored to be here today.
We are delighted to have you. Thank you very much for taking some time out of your no doubt busy schedule to join us for this session. Super excited to unpick the topic in a bit more detail and also to hear some insights from you based in Dubai there and covering the MENA region. Retail media, of course, has been a hot topic in marketing and advertising over the last 2 years in particular, especially as we started to see, a shift in budgets from perhaps display environments, looking where brands and marketers were looking to try to reach either fresh audiences or trying to personalize their advertising efforts in a particular environment, moving away from that classic display environment and into another type of environment where they could be sure of, data privacy compliance and looking to maybe make that direct contact with brands and with consumers. So it's been a huge topic and one that I'm sure that you guys over in MENA have been quite obsessed with, as we have in other global regions. So I really wanted to kick off the conversation today by just asking you, if you think that we're at an inflection point in retail media when it concerns marketing and advertising. We've been focusing a lot on monetization of owned and operated inventory from brands and retailers over the last few years. It feels now like we're entering a new phase and seeing sort of a greater level of sophistication in advertising campaigns in a retail media environment. But I want to understand if you share that view, if you think that we are moving to a new phase. If so, what does that look like in the MENA region? And what would be some of your insights in terms of this potential shift from, ad unit placements to something a little more sophisticated, looking to hit some more sophisticated metrics for both brands and marketers, but also for retailers and owners of retail media networks?
Perfect. That's a great question. And then that's a very important question. So I will tap into it in different sections. So of course, in the region, we have been seeing a massive growth in retail media and commerce. And that's, of course, due to the fragmentation of this market. So as you can see in the Middle East, Middle East is multiple countries, as you know. So we have different countries here. And in each country, there's different retailer or different ecosystem, which just has strength in that specific market. If we look into it from a Middle East perspective or MENA perspective, we see a lot of fragmentation, a lot of new players that are coming in, and a lot of different apps for different services that might not be, because I lived in the Netherlands as well for 8 years. So I see completely different ecosystem compared to Europe, where here you have, for example, an app just for cleaning, one for laundry, one for food, one for delivery. So you have multiple players and retailers and services across the system. So of course, the commerce itself has been in the region for multiple of years, and it has been massively growing, changing based on the consumer behavior, especially starting COVID until now. And of course, the retailers have been really moving, especially groceries, into really speed and quick commerce and quick delivery. So trying to really deliver within 10 to 15 minutes. Even you see Carrefour and Amazon, they have joined recently the game where you can order and then get your items within 10 to 15 minutes, right? So that's really the part. From a retail perspective, so this is really focusing on the on-site sponsored ads, the listing, and so on. And if you look into Saudi and UAE, the biggest two markets in the region, both are massively growing in terms of compound annual growth rate of 10 to 11%. So we definitely see the numbers, the revenue, everything is really showing growth. So that's the first part of it. Today, the sophistication is coming because the retailers are growing into different area of retail media. So we are all expanding with the retailers into offsite and in-store and in-mall, out-of-home, including AI targeting and AI video targeting, which means that we can change the ad based on the consumer in front of the ad in the mall or in Carrefour to be able to show the right message to the right consumer. So the sophistication is definitely of the campaign is developing, and that's as well driving more and more interest from brands to be also joining that joint business plan and the partnership with retailers and the agencies to create that campaign that drive at the end revenue and drive sales uplift and be able to do a closed loop measurement. To add to this ecosystem, we have as well the media players who are also starting to play a role. We have seen TikTok, for example, doing a partnership with Carrefour and LiveRamp to be able to really do expose log files and to be able to really do the increment of sales revenue from the media spend. So that's also coming. And of course, there is a big interest from Meta and other players as well in the region. Where does the agency sit? I think I just want to share a little bit of history. So Publicis has been the first to tap into retail media in the region. Our role has been definitely changing. We are not only executing or working in silo. Today, the agencies in general and Publicis' role has been more as a consultant, building the architecture and trying to be an orchestrator between the technologies because of Epson and Lotame, which are the Publicis' tools, but we also signed the first partnership in the region with LiveRamp. And then, of course, you have the retailers that also we work with. You have the technologies and the infrastructure, and you have the brands. And we do have the lens of really having knowledge from all the different touch points in this ecosystem. So I believe agencies and publishers have been playing a major role in really bringing everything together and playing the role of orchestrator and removing any type of silos in that ecosystem.
Yeah, that's super interesting, Mazen, because a couple of things stand out there in your answer to that question. The first is the fragmentation piece. So as you've illustrated, you know, part of that is to, you know, is regional. The MENA region, you know, consists of a variety of countries, you know, different languages spoken across those countries, different sort of, you know, cultural approach, no doubt to, you know, consumption and to, you know, whatever products we might be looking at from an e-com point of view. That feels somewhat familiar through a European lens, but also through an APAC lens. We're always talking about these issues when we're in Europe and when we're in APAC, fragmented market, many countries, different languages, different cultures. But I think what you've sketched out there is that there is a real opportunity on the retail media side of things for there to be, you know, a moment to bring everything together now, because you've got a lot of that sort of, you know, on-site activation together with off-site activation across a whole range of channels, whether that might be bricks and mortar in shopping malls, or it might even be some of the, you know, fundamental e-commerce players also looking to get into quick commerce, which is has growing demand in the region. So there's obviously a lot of different elements to a retail media ecosystem and a retail media environment there in that region. You've already touched on the important role that you think agencies play, and specifically what Publicis are offering, but I want to dig into that in a little bit more detail, because what we're talking about here is bringing together, as you said, retailers, marketplaces, e-commerce providers. You know, it seems to me that this isn't just about an advertising opportunity, you know, an increasing and growing advertising opportunity. It's actually also an opportunity for players, not just retailers, to be building out e-commerce brands and e-commerce market players. So what do you think about that idea? And to give me a little bit more detail on the role that you think that agencies in general need to be playing to sort of orchestrate these various elements and bring it together in one ecosystem.
Yeah, that's a perfect question here, because that's also create more complexity of what we are doing. So as you mentioned and you tapped into, there are brands, retailers, and agencies, and I believe each one of them has a different role. I will start with the role of the agency. The agency's role is really what we are doing as well. I will tell you exactly what we're doing on the ground is educational. We are trying to change and shape the mindset of our agency people and our own talent to be able to help the clients to shape that mindset as well and to reframe the retail media, not to be only a line item on a media plan, but to be really a strategic pillar of how we do media and how we activate media. Because the whole purpose of what we want to drive retail media is not to be able to just buy impressions and that's it, but we want to really buy outcome. So the whole metrics and the whole framework and the whole strategy is how can we shape that media plan and that strategy to focus on the right metrics, the right KPIs, the right framework, and be able to measure sales uplift and outcomes for our clients. And that's really how we're looking into it. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is how we work with the brands. We're also doing a lot of exercises, really educational, really on really the impact of retail media, touching into ROI, touching into the impact of it. And that's, I think, it's a journey because also if you look into the brands, their setup is where we work with commerce team, then you have a different media team, and then you have a trade marketing team. So sometimes that's also create complexity. So what we are trying to do, we are trying to also simplify that process and try to connect the teams within the publicists and within the agency to be able to connect also the team within the client side and face that, because we really want to bring transparency and bring everyone on the same page, because otherwise for example, someone would say the in-store media, is not commerce or retail. And then trade marketing, they already have partnership with retailers. So for example, okay, why do we need to do it two times? So a lot of these change of really working, change of processes is very important. That's what we are working on. And I think from retailers, agencies are playing a very important and major role, which is what I haven't mentioned is we have partnered with many retailers in the region. We are helping retailers to monetize their inventory and their data. So we play that role of monetization partner and consultant. And then if you have seen what we have done the last 2 years, so we did a strategic partnership with Majid Al Futtaim, with Carrefour, Landmark, Ashaya. We even tapped into Telkom. So we also work with Omantel and Intisalat. So we are tapping into different type of retailers and different type of data ecosystem.
Yeah, that's really interesting. It sort of paints the picture of an agency being, if you like, an ecosystem integrator. So you're not just, you know, servicing the client's advertising needs. You're also sort of helping them bring life, if you like, to the other assets that they've got. You know, if they are brands that have got customer data, then that's an asset that they need to be able to use and find ways to monetize that. And I'll dig into that in a little bit more detail in a minute. And I really thought it was interesting how you sketched out the sort of two main sort of elements of your role as an agency, you know, focusing on the outcomes that brands might want. So really drilling down into detail on those KPIs and getting various metrics and measurements, you know, in place to be able to prove those outcomes. But also that kind of strategic piece, the education, the understanding, the, you know, how can you really give brands confidence that they will be driving impact through investing in these retail media environments and these retail media ecosystems. So I want to know, you know, I mean, would you say that, you know, agencies in MENA have got a real opportunity right now to really prove their value to brands? This is a kind of moment in time, because it strikes me that if you know, obviously publishers are in a great position. You've got a couple of quite sophisticated data platforms and products like Epsilon, Lotame. Would you say that if agencies aren't well positioned in that respect with these additional assets, that they risk being maybe disintermediated?
Well, I think it's different from an agency to an agency. I would put it into that perspective. Mm. But I think in general, yeah, agencies are moving into that direction. And some of them are one step ahead of the others. Just I want to keep it that simple way. I will answer. But our role definitely should be a educational, and then using that data not only to activate, but really to work with retailers and brands on showing the power of data from an insights perspective, from research perspective, from the going into the supply chain, for example, understanding, okay, what consumers are buying, what are they putting within their basket, what's the average size. For example, even we can go now, what we are doing, I'm giving you examples on what we do on the ground, is really understanding the different demographics within the different hypermarket within a city within the UAE, because every single area has a different type of demographics where people will go, for example, to a different hypermarket for value-added products, and maybe another more, it's more prime because they want to buy more premium. So really, it's going really understanding the data that the retailers they have, especially that they have massive amount of data, and translate that into a strategy, then into an activation, then into bringing results, and having a cycle of learnings from that data and keep on improving. I think that's where the agency is empowered. Yeah. The next step, I mean, it's not that easy. It's definitely difficult because of the fragmentation and the lack of measurement with some retailers, or even the lack of standardization. And that's why I'm part of IAB MENA and Europe, where we're trying to build more standardization and making more like framework and so on. But I think the more retailers were on board, the more complex it would become, because now we're only talking about a handful of retailers who are into the offsite piece. Once we have more and more, and we have more platforms to deal with, like LiveRamp and Lotame and Epson and other players, that it will become much more complex. And that's why we need to be focusing on working closely with them. How can we make it simple and simplify it?
Yeah, that's a really good segue into what my next question was going to be, which is focusing on data collaboration and what role you see that playing in this next phase of retail media networks or the retail media ecosystem. So, you know, how do you see some of these very specific products that, you know, lots of brands and marketers are dealing with and using at the moment, like data clean rooms, you know, maybe ID solutions and ID providers? How do you see that unfolding for, you know, from a sort of retail media orchestration point of view? And, you know, can you imagine it being possible to bring all of those sort of pieces of data and those data outputs together at scale? Because that's one of the things that brands and marketers are always looking for, right? So maybe, you know, I think it would be fair to say that some retailers have probably in the position where they've already got a lot of data, or they've got access to a lot of really good data. They're perhaps using some other more sophisticated data management tools to enable that data to be shared and to be pulled together. And then they're really looking for that data to be activated at scale. And that's usually the sort of, you know, the kind of final step. So can you see a moment where there's a bit more interoperability between, you know, some of these pieces of data and these data tools? And can you see that being possible at scale for some brands and clients?
Very interesting question. Well, I would say yes and no. So why no? I think some retailers already are in an advanced situation, and they have picked their own system and infrastructure, and then they already built what they want to work with and who they want to work with. And changing that will take massive amount of efforts, approvals, and time to do that. But on the other hand, the partners that Publis is working on, we are trying to consolidate all their data into one or two ecosystems at max, and trying to connect all the different ecosystems. So we make sure that the ID graph will talk with the other platform, and make sure that we can create a unique solution for our clients, where, just as an example, it could be a couple of retailers on Epsilon and a couple of retailers on LiveRamp and a couple on Lotame, and then the connection between these platforms can talk with each other somehow, with a limitation, of course, because the vision is, as I said before, is we want to really have as many retailers as possible under one data cleanroom solution, and that where we can really create a unique solution for our brands. Because instead of buying 5-6 sources of data from different platforms, if you can have a cleanroom where you can push multiple data, then you can overlay it together and then you can simplify it and remove the overlap. And that would be the solution. One unique project that we are working on at the moment is partnering with Etisalat, the telco provider in the UAE, on LiveRAM, and Carrefour, Majd Al Futtaim, which is the biggest retailer in the UAE. Both of them will be working with Publicis on building a solution on LiveRAM so we can get the telco data with the retailer data in one place instead of having a multiple clean rooms and multiple solutions in place. And within that ecosystem, we are hoping to add more and more retailers to be able to really synchronize into that clean room and having one system talking. And of course, if you look into LATAM, you are doing the same, and Absolute, you are doing the same. I'm not saying that all retailers would be in one place, but we are trying to have retailers bucket in different solution. Some would prefer an ID graph, some would prefer a CDP solution, and some would prefer a clean room solution.
Yeah, that makes sense. So within that, imagine, you know, that you're able to achieve that. And as you've described, you know, not all retailers are in the same environment. They've got, depending on their preferences and depending on, you know, what makes sense for their business, they're perhaps focusing more on data clean rooms or focusing more on other data tools and solutions. This is where it strikes me that something like standardization in terms of measurement would be really important. You know, maybe some of the work that you're doing with IAB MENA that you referenced earlier on. What kind of role do you think agencies play then in trying to encourage some sort of form of standardization across the retail media ecosystem? And can you see a moment where we can perhaps manage that, you know, within this sort of slightly fragmented landscape?
Yeah, definitely. I think within a forum like the IAB, agencies are coming together to create more frameworks and alignment on how we see retail media. I think 2 days ago, we launched the first IAB retail media capabilities in the region where we came together, different agencies and different people working on it. I think that's definitely possible. And especially MENA is a big market, but I mean, we all work in a small area within Dubai. And we're all, like, it's a small community where everyone knows each other. I think it makes it easier that we know each other and then we can increase collaboration between different agencies on that scale to be able to create something for the industry and for the better of retail media. So I think that's definitely something that we are doing. And I think we will see more collaboration in the near future between different agencies on creating that, because at the end, we want the best for the industry, even though we are different agents and different we're competitors, but that will not stop us in really bringing the best of our knowledge into shaping the future of retail media.
Yeah, fantastic, because it really feels like that standardization piece or that kind of, you know, shared outcome, shared goals to some extent and sort of placing some guardrails around, you know, what should be expected in a retail media ecosystem is the gold standard that we're all chasing. So, you know, that's definitely been the conversation in the European marketplace. It's the same also in the APAC marketplace. So I do think we're probably edging towards a moment, you know, in the industry's history where we can perhaps stand a chance of achieving that. And the retail media ecosystem, I think, is a good place for us to be able to do that because it lends itself to interoperability, right? We might not have got there yet, but, you know, the whole premise of it is trying to bring together these, you know, a variety of strands across which people interact with retailers and also brands. So it feels like it's a good environment for us to be able to try to achieve that interoperability from a technical point of view on the data piece. So I just want to move then to another question focused on what you think would be some of the practical steps that advertisers could be taking today from, you know, a sort of is to sort of move from tactical buying, you know, ad placements to something more strategic that's, you know, perhaps across retail properties. And how should that be, you know, what practical steps could they do to get that baked into their media planning?
Perfect. I think brands, they play a major role in shaping the future as well of retail media and playing a role in really driving more standardization, as we mentioned before, because of course they have a direct relationship, especially the endemic clients, they have a direct relationship with many of these retailers and they have a joint business plan, and then they can definitely be part of that discussion and they should, I think, in my opinion, because they can drive a lot of changes especially with the trade marketing and the commerce budget, they should come on the same table and really discuss the KPIs, the measurement, the maybe requirements and needs. How can we consolidate more on what we are doing and drive more value? And then it all needs to change to the point that I mentioned earlier, that the way that brands are looking into it needs to be reframed on, and then how they think about retail media. It's not, again, it's not really just buying a sponsored ad somewhere or a different placement. It needs to be part, essential part of how we operate into doing media. And then, of course, with the solution that we mentioned before, like the live ramp and the offsite and the digital out-of-form in-store, we can bring all this together into the media. So how can we do better media on Meta, on TikTok, on YouTube, on Snap? So it's not only about the commerce or the really working with retailers on their own on-site and all websites and apps, but how can we create and bring all this data to enhance on what we are doing from a media perspective and really reach out to the right consumer with the right message? Because we did not speak yet about creativity and creators. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, will play a major role as well in what we are shaping and building. Because if we start talking to the consumer that we know purchased our items, then we know who we are talking with, right? Why don't we just show a different message? Or what we are doing as well, we can also get the audiences of competitors or lapsed buyers. So we can know from the live ramp and the infrastructure that someone did not buy my item in the last 6 months or a year. So why don't we show them a different message, more emotional or more beneficial, or maybe an offer to bring them and come back and buy my product. So I think, again, in summary, brands are a very essential part of this ecosystem. They own the commercials, they own the budget. They also should be leading with us and the agencies and the retailers on how we need to shape the future of retail media in the region, but even every single market the same, Europe or even APAC or US.
Yeah. And do you find some of the brand clients that you work with at Publicis, particularly in the MENA region, are they starting to think like that? Are they starting to see retail media not just as sort of as a sponsored ads opportunity, but as actually an opportunity to perhaps build out a more sophisticated, you know, fully fledged, for want of a better phrase, commerce business, where they're bringing together lots of different threads of advertising and marketing activity?
Definitely. If you asked me this question maybe 2 years ago, I would tell you we are not there yet.
No.
But yeah. Honestly, in the last 12 months, I have seen a major shift and transformation in how clients are operating. They are definitely much more involved, much more open to have discussions. They are already spending. The number of campaigns that we have run in the last few weeks only have been really double digits, like really growing massively. They are really understanding the importance of retail media, and they are also willing to invest in partnerships and in the ecosystem. Some brands as well are investing in their own clean room solutions. So I had two clients that are now owning their own live ramp instance. They are paying for infrastructure. They want to push their CRM data as well. So I would say definitely we are on the right track for that movement, for that shift, because they all see the added value of being part of this ecosystem.
Yeah. And I feel as though perhaps that shift is keeping pace with the change in consumption habits. You know, again, this is very different from region to region. So it's super interesting hearing how things unfold there in the MENA region. But as you've already mentioned, you know, I'm getting the impression that, you know, a bit similar but different, you know, over in APAC, out of home is still a massive, massive channel, because there's a lot of, you know, we're talking about quite crowded cities with limited infrastructure. Out of home advertising is really impactful in that environment. Over in MENA, perhaps we're also talking about some quite sophisticated shopping mall, you know, bricks and mortar style shopping is still very popular. It's baked into culture, into the way people socialize. And so it's really interesting to see how consumer trends interact with those cultural sort of anchors as well. And I think that the retail media ecosystem in MENA sounds like it's unfolding in tune with that. You know, consumption habits are changing. changing, but they're not sort of becoming all one thing or all another thing. They're just becoming a greater mix of many things with, you know, the added layer of a bit more sophistication, more at your fingertips, more digitized, more of an ability, as you mentioned earlier on, a nod to the creative side of advertising and marketing, more of an ability to make the creative more engaging and to make that more impactful for consumers. So I feel as though all of those things are bleeding in together, and that's helping to accelerate retail media and hopefully the degree to which we could, start curating and orchestrating a retail media ecosystem. So, you know, that sort of brings me onto my final question, which is, you know, as ever, we always like to finish a podcast on a future gazing question. So if we were looking to the future, you know, from your point of view and in your opinion, what would success look like for a retail media ecosystem in 2 to 3 years' time from an orchestration point of view? So if there were some things you really wanted to see come forward in the next couple of years to solve various elements of dealing with that fragmentation, what would they be and what would that look like?
Perfect. This is one of my favorite questions because, of course, what we are doing days in, days out needs to translate into growth and needs to translate into success for the region, for the clients, for ourselves. I mean, for every single, and the retailers, of course, because they are our partners. I think the first success metric would be in the upcoming 3 to 5 years is how we look into retail media and the integration of retail media and how we do business day every day. So it, as I mentioned, it will be implemented within our buying tools, within planning tools. It will be transacted as also an outcome, not only an impression. So really we look into it into a channel where we can drive outcome for clients, sales uplift, revenues. I think that's the first part where I see retail media changing. I think the second one is we'll see a stronger connection between data, creativity, pricing, supply chain, trade marketing. So really all these different players coming together to create a more orchestrated ecosystem, unified system. I think that would be a major change. The third one, I think hopefully less fragmentations, more retailers, and a full maturity on on-site, off-site, and digital out-of-home. I think that's a very big and major success that we can have in the region. It is really by trying to unlock and helping more retailers to monetize their infrastructures and their system, but really in a less fragmented ecosystem and a simplified manner for brands and the agency people, because the more complex it becomes, the more challenging this would be. And I think the last one is driving sales uplift and revenue for every single partner and member of that ecosystem. Retailers hopefully will be able to drive more monetization across all different elements. Clients will be satisfied with the impact of how retail media is driving that for their business and the incremental sales and revenue. And of course, for agencies, the case studies and the success that we can create with clients and retailers. And of course, I don't want to forget the partners who are the infrastructure and who are giving really creating this ecosystem. They are definitely playing an angel role, from a data provider or to a CMS or to a clean room partner. I think as well for them, success is to have more clean room solutions and more revenue, I think, in some way.
Yeah. And I think if we could achieve, you know, even half of those things, because it's a pretty long wish list you've got there, Mazen, but I like it. I like the ambition. But even if we could achieve half of those things, I'd also like to think that advertising in that environment becomes a better experience for the consumer as well, right? So, you know, there is more of a seamless, natural messaging process that's maybe less intrusive, more convenient, and actually driving customers and consumers to products that they want or that they need in more of a streamlined fashion. And that's going to help to feed all of those outcomes that you were talking about and all of those metrics that you were talking about, better ROI, obviously, for brands and advertisers, but an uplift in terms of market share for those brands and advertisers, also for the retailers, etc. So that would also be one of the measures of success, I'd imagine.
Correct.
Yeah.
I was very ambitious because I think
it.
I think we started officially a year and a half ago, but officially it has been a year of just efforts nonstop for me personally.
Yeah.
And I think we have achieved a lot in that 1 year. So I think in a multiply this by 3 to 5 years, I definitely see a lot of what I spoke achieved, because I think everyone is excited about digital media. The number of events is increasing here in the region, just topics about digital media, the awareness, the education, the courses. Everyone really is moving into the direction. So I think maybe more than 50% will be achieved.
Yeah, no, I mean, I love the ambition. I'm up for it. I like a stretch target. I'm up for it. And I think, you know, you make a good point. Things have just changed so much in the short time that you've been building out the business that you're working on there in Dubai for Publicis, but also just in retail media in general. And that's globally from the, you know, from the many retail media experts that we chat to at Exchange Wire, you know, Europe, APAC, and even US, things have just changed so significantly. Again, keeping pace with consumer change and the digitization of our lives, right? And what's fascinating about retail media is it's not only about those digital properties, it's how we can be using those elements of, you know, of retail purchasing to combine with offline, to combine with out of home, to combine with some of those more analog touch points for customers and consumers. And brands and retailers have got a huge opportunity to be able to knit all of that together and make the most of it. So, and, you know, really it is the one of the most exciting elements of the technology side of advertising and marketing at the moment. It's where lots of innovation is happening. So you're right. You know, if we were to take what has been achieved, you know, what even you guys have managed to achieve there in Publicis in Dubai over the last 12 months and multiply that, you know, by the pace at which things change, then 3 to 5 years, we're going to have this under control.
100%. I'm really hoping as well more agencies will come to join us as well in this transformation. And I think, look, I believe we still have a lot of work to do. I'm not saying we are there. I think we only have scratched the surface. We only has really started. We still have a lot of things that we are going to do and we have to do to really get there, because privacy needs to be always respected. We work with AI, we work with different things. A trust and relationship between retailers and clients also needs to be established. That's a very important part. And at the end, it's all really about ecosystem building, trust and relationship. And I think, again, we are getting there, but I hope that as you said, the pace is going massively, as the speed of the pace is going massively higher, especially also it's global, right? It's not only we see it in MENA, we are seeing as well in Europe. And the numbers, I mean, the growth that we see also globally, the spend that is going to $200, $250 billion as well in the upcoming few years, I mean, it's faster growth than just digital media spend.
Yep, absolutely. You know, and I think it's not, it's not just focusing on what traditionally retail media has meant. It's actually just picking up all the threads of what's happening in the advertising and marketing ecosystem generally and pulling that together through these retail transactions. So I think it's being driven from a number of different corners of the industry, you know, both from a transaction point of view and from a sort of strategic point of view. So it's a super interesting place to be. And as you rightly pointed out, we didn't even get into detail on privacy compliance and identity. So, you know, there's yet more to talk about. But that's all we've got time for today. What we're really looking forward to here at Exchange Wire is connecting with you, Mazen, and everybody else over there in Dubai in preparation for ATS Dubai, which we're going to be hosting in November this year. We're really excited about it. We can't wait to get out there and, you know, extend some of these conversations. So we'll be looking forward to having you involved in that and the rest of your Publicis colleagues.
Of course.
And thank you. Thank you yet again for making time to come and join the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure having this chat. It was short, but hopefully we'll catch up in Dubai. Looking forward to it, to see you face to face and to be part of that as well.
Absolutely. And thanks everybody for listening. That was this week's Mad Tech Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to this Mad Tech Podcast special. We'll be back to discuss another hot industry topic soon.